Mintmobile.com.
If you're going abroad by plane, boat, or the family car. If you're going abroad for pleasure, or business, there's one essential thing to do before you go. Check the expiry date on your European Health Insurance card. You can renew it up to 6 months before it expires. Visit nhs.uk/healthcareabroad or call 0845 606 2030. Bon voyage!
Jobsinkent.com. Every Friday night on Channel Radio, there's a show that plays you 2 hours of back-to-back soul, funk and disco. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and right up to date. We play the floor fillers that everybody knows and loves and have a dig through the crates to find those rare grooves and northern soul gems that are going to set you up for your weekend.
Fridays at 9 on channelradio.co.uk. The Funk and Soul Archive with Nick Keir.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Go digital. Go Channel Radio. Visit our website, channelradio.co.uk.
Rift Research and Development. Innovation tax rewards for small businesses. RiftResearch.com.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
JobsInKent.com.
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 21st. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jules Suckin with a glass of Gusbourne fizzy stuff.
English sparkling.
Waving it around everywhere.
It got hot
in here, didn't it?
It is getting a little bit... Even my wine is getting warm, which is not good.
Your wine is getting warm.
I probably need to drink it a bit faster.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I've been measuring it out.
Because I've got detectives
watching, you know, they know I'm driving home. So
yeah.
I'm being very careful.
I'll be on the blower to you now, you know.
I have a friend with a Porsche that often drives me about.
Oh, yeah. You're not getting in my Porsche, not in that state, I'll tell you.
You know, old snake hips.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest drawbacks to being teetotal, which I am, is I get invited millions of places, and then everybody expects me to pick them up and take them home.
Yeah.
Pick which is not.
Up. I've never asked you to pick me up.
Really?
I can always walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I might loll in the back of your Porsche.
Really? I've got pictures. I've got pictures of you caught on a barbed wire fence with a glass in your hand.
Oh, the square
actually.
Is on.
Yeah.
That was an episode. Yeah.
Yes, that was hilarious. Anyway, we've got a gazillion tweets still. We've got loads of emails. I'll tell you what, Jules, read an email while I sort my tweets out.
Okay.
And then fairly shortly after that, we'll talk to our next guest, Sam.
There's an entrepreneurs workshop, which is this Thursday, the 23rd of July, at the Lodge at Canterbury Cathedral. And the event is exclusively for business owners who are looking for business growth. You can reserve your ticket to leedickinson businesscoach.co.uk. So that's L-E-E Dickinson businesscoach.co.uk. And go on to entrepreneursworkshops/Canterbury. And this is from the lovely Joan. I guess she's from the Canterbury Cathedral. Do you?
Quite possibly.
So it's this Thursday, the 23rd. It doesn't say a time, but just have a look at that website, leedickinsonbusinesscoach.co.uk.
Thank you.
And there's another networking event, the After Hours Club. This is Kent Invicta Chamber. It's 6 to 7.30. There's no need to book, they say. Just turn up. And the next one will be...
They are good events, though. They are really good events for building business.
Tuesday, the 28th of July, at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes in Maidstone. Wednesday, the 29th of July, at the Dover Marina in Dover. Tuesday, the 4th of August, at the Conningbrook Hotel, Ashford. And also Tuesday, the 4th of August, at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. To go to any of these events, please go to the Kent Invicta Chamber .co.uk website, or you of course can find it on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Or just rock up uninvited, which is what I do.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Well, you go to the opening of an envelope, let's face it.
I would. I do. Yeah. That is true. I've had a tweet, and I don't know if you've read this, from the Dartford Art Network.
No.
The Dartford Art Network. It says, Vanilla Whip, hello. We're an arts organisation from Dartford. That's handy. Being as they're called the Dartford Arts Network.
Yeah.
They're an arts organisation from Dartford, Kent, just starting out, and we're always looking for new artists to join us. So do give them a follow. They're Dartford Arts on the Twitter, and they are looking for artists to join their network. Which is good.
Well, they should hook up with the photographer from Dartford. That's they should the exhibition.
Indeed. Yeah. We've had a rather dubious tweet here from the community show.
Oh.
It says, love a shout out, please. We got a furry cutie on Thursday's show.
That does sound a bit odd.
Yeah. A 5-month-old furry cutie.
Is that sort of one of those wild animals from next door but one?
No.
Where the porcupine lives?
It's 5-month-old Joycey.
Oh.
And Joycey's a guide dog.
Oh, that'll be a Labrador, probably.
It'll be a Labrador, and Joycey is coming along with her dog trainer this Thursday on Channel Radio, 10 o'clock, the community show. Tune in. Listen to a dog on the radio. Why wouldn't you?
When I was at JFK, yeah. Just on Sunday...
Were you at JFK? What were you doing there? Had you visited Manhattan or something?
I was having cocktails, mainly Manhattans, on rooftops and things. But, oh God, the subway was hot, I tell you, mm-hmm. Boiling. But there was a sniffer dog at the airport, boys, you're like this, so intelligent. It was a Labrador, actually, unusually, not a German Shepherd or a Spaniel. And he, every bag that went by, he nosed them. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was amazing. Is it true that the drug people try and camouflage the smell with onions and things? This is the lovely, forgotten who he is, Martin.
Ken. Yeah, absolutely, Martin. Absolutely correct.
You've forgotten who
I didn't know I was going to speak.
did have one case where rotten fish was used. Oh. So that type of thing, just to put the dog scent off.
Yeah, and does it put the dog off? Or surely it excites them, a smell of rotten fish.
Well, it depends, I suppose. I'm not really an expert on it, but they do tend to wrap items very securely. And they, as I say, they use rotten fish, pepper, all sorts of things.
I have a very quick story. I went to a party once and I was at high jinks. I think I may have told you this on air before, Paul, but the others won't have heard it. And, you know, we're all dancing about 3 o'clock, and I get quite naughty, and I sort of... I apple-pied these... it was my friend's parents' party, so it was quite a posh one. It was a Barbie, and I apple-pied their bed and put all sorts of things in their bed. And
as you would.
Like, they had a hedgehog foot brush, you know, by the front door. I popped that in their bed and just did funny things. I thought it was
really
funny.
She's a bit like that.
And then they had sardines on the barbecue and I left them on the banana hook in the kitchen. My mum and dad would always clear up after a party. They stumbled into bed quite ratted and didn't notice. So in the morning they came down and they were like, it was a disgusting smell of rotting sardines on their banana thing. I was never invited back.
Really? I wonder why. I mean, this just defeats me.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Sort of practical joke.
Yeah.
When's your party?
I'm not having one.
Oh, I'll organise it for
no,
you.
No, I'm not having one. I've made up my mind I'm not having one because I know you'll rock up and my house will get demolished. And I've just finished spending an awful lot of money rebuilding my house and putting an extension on it. And then you're going to rock up and start a party and fill my swimming pool up with all kinds of nonsense and
put it on Facebook.
Yeah, and it will be everywhere. So I've decided against it.
Oh, it's a bit humbug, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've decided to be really miserable about it. I think what we'll do now, we'll play a cheesy song to introduce Sam. What do you reckon?
What you got?
Yeah, well,
Cheddar? Philadelphia?
What do you reckon?
This is Things We Do For Love.
It is indeed.
By
10cc.
10cc.
The Things We Do For Love.
Wasn't he Paul McCartney's brother?
No.
He was?
No, he's not.
Scaffold?
No, that's Mike McCartney, and he's got nothing to do with 10cc.
Something good.
Which would be Lowell Cream and Kevin Godley.
My first slow dance, I'm Not In Love.
Really?
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like
cancer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
RIFT Research and Development, reuniting innovators and business tax credits. RIFTResearch.com. Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 21st of July. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker, Mr. Sam Edwards. And I do apologise for those of you that were expecting James Bradley, because that's what I wrote on the website, but it is in fact Sam Edwards, and I will change the website later on. Sam, welcome to the show. Sam is from We Love Kent, or We Heart Kent, as it's known on the Twitter, and hence my little 10cc cheesy number. Yeah, the things we do for love.
Did I tell you I went to Philadelphia?
Did you?
Talking of cheese.
You went to Philadelphia, okay. The cheese, the soft cheese capital of the world. Anyway, we don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to Sam. Sam, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about We Love Kent and what it's all about and what you guys are up to?
Yeah, certainly.
And your beagle.
I'll mention the beagle later.
Yeah. Beagle puppy.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on the show, and hello to all the listeners out there. As Paul's rightly said, I'm from We Love Kent. We're a very up-and-coming young brand. We developed or started the brand about 2, 3, 4 months ago.
Right.
From kind of a simple premise relating kind of to a separate business that my colleague runs. And from that, we kind of identified a massive hole in the market, as it were, that at the moment, and I know, unfortunately, my mother identifies with this, that whenever she has my niece round or any of my nieces, she's constantly like, what do I do at the weekend with her? Like, no idea. Obviously, you've got the kind of the common ones like Leeds Castle and the zoos, etc. But there's a big information drop-off after that.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
a lot of smaller attractions, businesses, etc. that either can't afford the marketing or don't do the marketing.
Absolutely.
And obviously, I'm only 28. James, the founder of the company, is only 28. And obviously, we've got quite a lot of technological experience. And we really thought that, hang on a minute, we can do something here quite easily. there's no reason why Kent itself doesn't have an app that lists everything from the likes of Leeds Castle down to kind of Bob the Builder around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, obviously there are directories etc. out there, but what we're looking to do is really build a community.
Right.
So it's not just kind of a Yale.com or anything like that where it's just opening times, prices etc. etc. This is going to allow people to interact with those companies and really give kind of the companies and businesses and attractions from Kent a voice, which is obviously starting to come into play with the likes of Twitter and Facebook, etc. But the problem is you've got to then kind of know what you're doing on Twitter for a start.
Yeah, sure. And as I said earlier, sorry to interrupt,
no,
Sam, you know, there's a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of noise, you know. Mm-hmm. I was having a discussion with some of the guys at work for me who were moaning about the amount of times I tweet the same thing. And I said, what you've got to understand is I have 13,000 followers. And you'd be lucky if 50 of those had seen any of the tweets.
Yeah.
Because they've got to be logged on and looking at the time that I've tweeted.
The number of people, Sam, that say to us, you know, when is the show on?
Yeah.
How do we listen? And we think we're tweeting out all the time.
Yeah.
But
so you've got to stand above that.
The beauty of the app is it really condenses it down into one location. So unlike Twitter, where, as you rightly just said, you put a tweet out, 5 seconds later it's gone.
Absolutely.
There's 30 more tweets after it that then cover what you've just written.
Yeah.
With this it really centralises it so that if, obviously, Paul, you go to Leeds Castle and in this day and age you take a selfie on the ramparts and want to share that with Leeds Castle and the rest of Kent, you can directly upload it from the app onto the app. And Leeds Castle will then be able to identify that, and you don't have to spend hours and hours chasing customers. It's a lot easier to kind of build a relationship with the people visiting you.
Right.
And as I said, even if you're a smaller business, it still gives them the ability to review you, rate you.
That's really interesting, because it's one of my little pet foibles. When I go places, I have a tendency to mention the fact that I've gone there, especially if I'm in a pub or a restaurant or somewhere, and I'm not talking chain restaurants like Nando's or Wagamama's. That's pointless because they're just national chains, but like a local pub.
Yeah,
I've got a favourite pub somewhere that I go for Sunday lunch, and I always, as a miracle, when I get there, I always tweet and go, I'm at so and so pub, ready for my Sunday lunch, and quite often that gets missed by the location owner. And they might see it in 3 weeks' time or something, by which time, the whole opportunity to do something has gone past and it's been missed. And, because what they should come back is, oh, are you having the special? Or what did you think of the chicken? Or da-da-da-da-da. So it's really interesting that you say that your app is an engagement tool, because I really do get that and where that's coming from.
Yeah, well, there's a huge disengage at the moment. Obviously, kind of looking at tourism trade, 1.01 million visitors to Kent last year, with an average spend of £308 million. There's a lot of smaller businesses, especially, that are missing out on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the beauty of an app and modern technology is easily translatable into French, German, etc., etc.
Yeah,
which means that, as opposed to kind of advertising in the local paper or kind of those traditional media forms.
Yeah.
By getting a listing through We Love Kent,
it's
a very cheap price. It's only $9.99 basic package a month. You're going to be able to kind of get maximum exposure for your business.
Right.
And obviously it includes the £1.5 million people in Kent already.
Yeah.
So you're getting maximum exposure to everyone that downloads this app. And the beauty of it is it's free to the end user. So you're not, there's no kind of barrier for someone to get it, have a look at it, and then start building that community and building that connection between all the businesses and the attractions in Kent with the people and the people that visit Kent.
Mm.
Because at the moment, there's very little encouraging that.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not particularly hard if you look at the review on Lonely Planet recently, saying that Kent is the top attraction for families in the whole of Europe.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I know. It is kind of weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I noticed, and I'm not trying to be derogatory here, I just, you know, it just surprised me that apparently we had two or three of the best beaches in Europe as well, like Botany Bay and...
Botany Bay is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it is, but, you know, you live here, so you don't think about it, do you?
But you know how you need to say it.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay, like a pirate.
Like a pirate, not like an Australian pirate.
No, you do it really well, go on. Botany Bay.
I'm not doing
pirate impression.
No, I'm not going to do my pirate impression now.
I'm just back from Manhattan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
are you?
Hurt me up.
No, I'm not doing my pirate impression.
So you won't play today.
No. Anyway, because I don't think of Botany Bay as pirate. I think of it as Australian.
Yeah, I do as well. Because obviously Captain Cook and all that.
Yeah, well, maybe he was a pirate.
And we don't talk about Aussies at the moment because they're being horrible at cricket, aren't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, they have slammed us a little bit in the last test.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll ignore them. Yeah, but resorts like that, and I think in a kind of reverse kind of way, Sam, this is why something like what you're doing is important. Mm-hmm. As a resident of Kent, when somebody tells me the best beach in Europe is Botany Bay, and I go, oh, I know that, it's up Whitstable Way. I must go there one day. Yeah. Yeah. You don't think about it, do you? Because, you know, it's a Colston Newcastle job or whatever.
You know, it's funny. I can never quite realise which is my favourite beach, whether it is sand or pebbles. Because when I'm on a sandy beach, I think this is lovely. And then it all gets in your sandwiches and, you know, in your bits and things, you know.
I don't want to know.
And then you go on pebbles and it kills your feet. Mm-hmm. Ouch, ouch. So I never really know. What do you think?
Pebbles? I'm saying Barney and Wilma's daughter.
As long as you wear, I've got those beach shoes now that I buy from George's
Minimart. Do you know, I happen to know a factoid about that.
Really?
About
Pebbles?
No, about Wilma Flintstone.
Flintstones?
Yeah, Wilma Flintstone. Do you know what her maiden name was?
No.
Wilma Slag Hoople.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Where do you get that from?
I know everything.
Well, you do. You have got a brain like a sort of memory like an elephant.
So, anyway, we got off of that.
No, that's absolutely
fine. Botany Bay.
Yeah, Botany Bay.
And obviously, kind of talking about that community, we're a company, obviously, we've only just started, but we want to start as we mean to go on.
Yeah.
We're holding a massive event at the Britannia Theatre on August 2nd, family day. Obviously, all of you guys are invited. We'd love to see you there. And obviously, to listeners out there, what we're going to do is offer every listener that wants to buy a ticket today. All they need to do is find our Eventbrite page, either obviously search via Eventbrite, We Love Kent Event, or go on our Twitter. You'll be able to get 30% off today by just typing in WLK Bunker, obviously on the discount code, and that's 30% off a family ticket, which usually costs £17.50. And all of that money, obviously, once we've covered costs, is going to a little boy called Reuben. Unfortunately, he's had a tough little life.
Right.
He needs to raise £80,000 to go out to America to have an operation, 100% success rate, to allow him to walk like a normal two-year-old boy should be able to. Right.
So what's wrong with Reuben?
He's got spasticity, sorry if I mispronounced that, in his legs.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And he's had, unfortunately, a lot of other problems, issues with his sight, and I won't go too much into it. It pulls on the heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why we can't help him.
Okay. So we're raising money for Reuben.
Yes. It's all attached via the site, so you can have a read about his little life. He's a little legend. He hasn't let it hold him back. He's still a normal two-year-old boy.
Right.
But unfortunately, he's had a tougher start.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of entertainment there. We've got some big sponsors on board. We've got like some Riva Buses, Haven Holidays, Holiday Inn. They're all helping us with this event. And we've got some very good local talent like Jamie Johnson performing. And we're just hoping that it sells out so that we can put this money towards Reuben, because £80,000 isn't a small amount of money.
Sure.
And as I said, that will be something we'll focus on as we go along, is raising a lot of charity funds.
Cool. And that event is taking place on the 2nd of August.
Yes,
so it's a couple of weeks away. 2nd of August, is that?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday,
yeah.
And it's taking place where again?
Britannia Theatre, Dockside, Chatham.
Britannia Theatre at the Dockside at Chatham. Mm-hmm. If you go along and Google Eventbrite, find We Love Kent, or follow We Heart Kent, I think.
Yeah, that's Twitter. What it is on Twitter. Unfortunately, someone stole We Love Kent.
Yeah, I had that with the Business Bunker, which is why the Business Bunker isn't really very well up on Twitter. Somebody was cyber squatting it for years. So we Heart Kent on the Twitter. We Love Kent. If you do a search for them and find their website, there is a link to We Love Kent website on the Kent Business Radio website, or search Eventbrite. And the code that they need to put in?
It's WLK Bunker, all uppercase.
WLK, that's We Love Kent.
Yep.
WLK Bunker, all uppercase, and you can get
truckloads
of money off, and you can be helping little Reuben into the bargain, and you can be having a great time.
Touch wood.
I was reading tweets. Did we say what was on at the Britannia?
As I said, it's going to be a lot of live entertainment from the likes of Jamie Johnson, some good up and coming young bands, because again, we want to help promote everything within Kent. So obviously, you've got Jamie Johnson, 90% of Kent's probably heard of him, but there's a lot of younger bands like Contrast, bands you probably won't have heard of, that we want to give that chance to and help obviously promote them alongside everything else we're doing.
Absolutely. Fantastic. There's a Margate gig on this weekend. The Scoff and Quaff show, which is on every Tuesday, 11 to 12. Superior show. they have, it's the Margate Town Centre, and they're doing chef's cooking skills and a bake-off and all that sort of thing. So would that be the sort of thing that you'd also be covering, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, so part of what the app will do will be promoting live events. So obviously you're driving down the road, you've got your push notifications on, ding, comes through to your phone. Oh, well, 2 miles down the road, you've got that event going to you. So it'll provide exposure for live events, offers, etc., etc. It will facilitate pretty much every kind of marketing avenue you're really going to need to do that's going to be pushing out to people's tablets and mobiles, which is where everything's moving, unfortunately or fortunately, these days.
Which way you look at it. No, absolutely. Yeah. So this is an app. It's an app for all the platforms. Yep. There is a website, obviously, but that's not really what the deal is about. It's about the app. Really.
No, as I say, obviously the app's a big thing, but it'll be the whole brand as well. As I said, we're kind of developing this to really kind of stimulate the economy of Kent, because obviously Kent's a big place, but there's no reason why we can't help promote Kent more than it obviously already is.
Do you know that Kent is now the biggest non-metropolitan county in the country?
Really?
Since Yorkshire was broken up, we're now the biggest county, 1.7 million people, if you include Medway in Kent, which the rest of us do. there's 1.7 million people live here. It's the biggest county that's a non-metropolitan area.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. There's so much to do. You've got such a selection. You've got the kind of the likes of Canterbury and Ashford and et cetera, the kind of real cosmopolitan cities. And then, obviously, out this way where we're sitting in this lovely afternoon, you've got Farmers Fields and that kind of beautiful countryside. There's real kind of night and day to Kent.
Absolutely. You've got, as you quite rightly say, Sam, you've got all the seaside, for want of a better word, and you've got all kinds of approaches to seaside, you know, the regeneration of Margate is going apace, and the reopening of Dreamland and stuff like that. So you've got the Kiss Me Quick side of it, which we have in Dimchurch here, which is where the studio is too. But right now, just in Dimchurch alone, you've got, you know, Dimchurch and its Kiss Me Quick type approach. Right next door to it, you've got the gorgeous St Mary's Bay. If you go slightly further around the coast, you've got Rye Bay and all that kind of stuff. So you've got all of that all around the Kent coast, but you've got all these other activities going on along in the county. From historical places of interest, you know, Hever Castle, Leeds Castle, and we got castles coming out of here, haven't we? Sissinghurst Castle grounds, there's all kinds of things going on. And as you say, people don't know about them all the time, and that's just the big attractions.
Yeah, exactly.
We're now even talking about the smaller attractions and the one-off things, you know, like the maze that they have here at Aglands Farm. You know, anybody that doesn't live around here has probably never heard of it. So,
yeah, exactly. Then obviously we've kind of current costs for marketing, it can be very exorbitant to put out even just a flyer, which unfortunately 90% of them end up in the bin or by the roadside.
Yeah, absolutely.
This, as I said, you're going to be able to kind of see analytics and all that side of it, see how effective it is for your business. Obviously we're currently expanding, we're looking to hire on new coders and kind of the tech side to, because what we want to do and we want to make sure we're doing is not be static. We don't want to be kind of, this is who we love Kent are, and then we sit there on it. We're going to be continually rolling out new expansions, new designs, et cetera, to really help promote. And we're always open to feedback. We are kind of looking at a round of funding at the moment with investors to get some kind of experience on board. Believe it or not, we might even be going out to America to speak to some of the big boys in Silicon Valley, because we've got the right concept. And it's now just kind of maximising that, and then obviously down the line continually evolving so that we don't stagnate like the likes of MySpace that kind of flash in the pan to a degree, and we end up being an established brand that kind of resonates with Kent and becomes a byword for Kent.
I guess you're Kent lads, are you?
I'm born and bred.
Do you have plans to move it out of Kent eventually? What's the deal?
As I said, that's kind of the beauty of the brand as opposed to kind of just the app. Is obviously, surprisingly enough, you can knock off Kent. Not that we're going to be doing it anytime soon, because it is our baby. But obviously, we love Sussex, we love Essex.
Manhattan.
We love Manhattan, we love Paris, etc., etc. We do plan to kind of continually expand the brand. Because it will work for cities, counties, etc., etc. And as I said, because of the beauty of technology, it's very easy to make it applicable, make it translatable to every Tom, Dick and Harry around the world, not just English-speaking people in the Garden of England.
Cool. So, where are we now? Mm-hmm. There's two bits to this I want to explore.
Mm-hmm.
There's the general public.
Yep.
Yeah. I want the app because I want to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And there's your potential advertisers, mm-hmm. which is the important bit for you, because
yep.
that's where your income's coming from. So where are we in relationship to the rollout of the app? Is it ready? Are we almost ready? Where are we?
We're on the cusp. Surprisingly enough, with a technological development and something we're building from scratch.
Yep.
We've had setbacks. We've had speed bumps.
Yeah.
But then you look at anything does. So we're pushing through those at the moment. And as I said, because at the moment we're functioning without a product,
right?
And we've already got over 3,000 followers on Twitter,
right?
We're starting to get people kind of turning up and saying, please retweet and let your followers know about us, and that's without a product to demonstrate it on. So we're on the cusp of having it launched. We're working with some great public relation companies that are predicting, to me, quite an astonishing amount of predicted end users. They're saying anywhere from 20 to 50,000 people downloading every 2 weeks.
Is the app free?
The app, as I said, is completely free to end users because we want this accessible. We're looking at, once it's launched, a very rapid growth.
Right.
And as I said, we want to make sure that it's not one of those apps you download, you sit on your phone, you might go onto it once or twice, and then you kind of either forget about it or delete it.
Yeah.
We want to be that one kind of out of the 10 out of the 100 that you constantly use. It's your Bible. And I know kind of from market research with my parents and from my brothers, sisters, etc., etc., that it is something that if it works, if it's what we plan it to be, it will be that thing that you will go to every weekend, every time you're like, oh, I'm stuck for something to do. This will be the thing that, oh, well, have you considered going to Canterbury? They've got a fantastic event on this weekend that you might not have heard about. It might not be publicised well enough.
Yeah.
It's really going to be kind of, obviously it's not the Bible, but it will be hopefully the Bible for Kent that you will go to, and you make sure that you follow, you allow it to give you push notifications so that it's recommending everything all the time so you don't miss out on all the fantastic things going on. Well,
will there be eventually a way where you can tailor it as a user that says, I want to know about castles or museums, but I don't want to know about candy floss, or, you know, will you be able to say, I want to know about
children's
events. Yeah, I want to know children's events, or I want to, or festivals or whatever.
Well, one feature already built in is the iHeart feature.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you're a massive fan of festivals or children's events, obviously, if you start favouriting them, it's the easiest way to describe it, but obviously it's not called that. It will then start promoting that business to you a bit more often,
so
that it uses that, they've liked that, well, we'll make sure that they know about future events. And although it sounds easier than it is, we will be introducing algorithms and a process so that the more things you favourite, so if it ends up being Leeds Castle, Rochester Castle, Upnor Castle, surprisingly enough, the app will eventually figure out that, I think they like castles. And then it will recommend the ones that you might not have heard of, or the smaller ones. And as I said, that is a feature that will be incoming, but it's not as easy to do as you'd think it would be because there's a lot of complex algorithms, mathematical equations.
I get that.
But yeah, that is the plan. That is my personal plan, is kind of a recommendations page.
Right.
Because, as I said, kind of, we don't want you to be overwhelmed with choice.
Yeah.
We want it to be selective eventually so that when you're sat there, you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. It's also interesting as well. We all have preferences for the kind of things we do, but sometimes it's interesting for something to come across your line of vision that you haven't seen before, and you think, oh, I'm at a loose end. Why don't I give that a try? Just, because experimenting with things is always really interesting, isn't it? And it's like just around the corner here. I think fairly soon, this weekend even, is the War and Peace
Festival. Yeah, I saw that driving in.
Which is huge. I saw some of the Jeeps coming through this morning.
Well, last year I got caught behind a tank, a Sherman tank, and took me ages to get here. I was waiting for this tank to trundle up the road. And that's an event that, personally, I wouldn't have thought of a few years ago, so it's not something that would have attracted me. But because it was here locally, and, in fact, Rex Cadman, who runs the event, came on the show and was talking about it, I thought, you know what, I'll wander around and have a look at that. And it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I normally wouldn't have thought about going to anything like that. But having gone, I now look out for it and go, I need to go there this weekend, because that was really cracking last So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's good to put new things in front of people as well.
Yeah, and that's something that this app already caters for. It'll have a featured page, and a lot of how the companies, the events, etc., get onto that featured page will be through user-generated reviews and ratings.
Yeah.
So that kind of, excuse the pun, but the cream of the crop will rise, and so stuff like the War and Peace down the road, if everyone goes and is like, yeah, is banging, like, five out of five. Surprisingly enough, next year, once it's on, we'll use those ratings and make sure that it's heavily promoted, because, surprisingly enough, if everyone loves it, we want to make sure everyone knows about it next time to make sure that it gets the exposure it wants.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Good stuff. We love startup businesses on the Business Bunker Show. We're really keen on getting more and more businesses, and we wish you much success with your app.
Thank you.
Give us a shout out for your website, and also any details you have, like your Facebook page or your Twitter handle.
Yep. So obviously, if you want to go to our website, it's just welovekent.co.uk. Pretty simple. There's information about the event on there, and just kind of a brief overview. We've got a wicked video at the moment that kind of demonstrates a little bit of what we're doing. Obviously, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we'd love to have you. That would just be We Heart Kent. As I mentioned, unfortunately, someone got We Love Kent, so we are We Love Kent eventually. And as I said, I'd love to see as many businesses, as many people down to our event on August 2nd, because it's all for a good cause, and it'll be lovely to meet some of the Kent businesses out there. We're always happy to talk to people. We're always happy to kind of listen to people's ideas, so make sure you get down to that. As I said, we want to make sure that we make a massive dent in the £80,000 Reuben needs to be able to walk.
Absolutely. So get yourself down to the Britannia on the 2nd of August. And before that, do a search of Eventbrite or the website or the Twitter handle, and get in your WLK Bunker discount code to get you 30% off.
So you can't complain saving money even on charity.
Exactly. Exactly. Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
Been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success with your new venture.
Thank you.
I'm sure it will be successful. Stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the
program.
But for the moment, Sam Edwards of We Love Kent. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Jules.
Right, on the ball as ever, we have.
I've got a tweet I can read.
Do it while you search
through your papers.
Go on then, if it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Do it.
You probably did this one earlier, actually. It's from Shirley Mansfield.
Oh, lovely Shirley.
Yeah, she says, can I have a shout out, please, for Sittingbourne Golf Club? Ladies team are playing the Four Counties final at Harpenden tomorrow.
She is a lady, you know.
She is a lady, and she is playing golf, and she's playing in the Four Counties Finals tomorrow in Harpenden. So good luck to Shirley and the team from Sittingbourne Golf Club.
She must have a good swing.
Are you trying to say that Shirley's a swinger?
No, I'm saying she must have a good little swing.
And she's in the right. She's in the right clubs.
Do they have googlies, or is that cricket?
Googlies.
What's that? Googlies?
Niblix.
Niblix,
yeah.
You'd like par.
You'd like a niblick.
Par one.
Yeah, yeah.
Four. I used to live opposite a golf course in Whitstable, in Westcliff, and all I was woken up with every morning, they'd get up so blooming early, these old golfers, and they go, four, every morning. It used to drive me nuts.
Did it?
When my windows were open. They'd bark it out really loud.
Yeah. Is that right?
Did you know that?
No.
You don't know much.
I've never lived where you did, no.
No.
Anyway, good luck to all the folks, the ladies from the team at Sittingbourne Golf Club. You can follow Sittingbourne on the Twitter at Sittingbourne GC, or you can follow the lovely Shirley at Coach SME, all one word, Coach SME on the Twitter. I think you did read this one, while I read it again, was Kent Tweet Ups on the 30th of July.
You read it so much better. Do go on.
30th of July, Canterbury, free business networking, kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Is that the one at Linley's?
It is. It's free parking, you know.
At Roper Road?
Yeah.
Roper Road, Canterbury.
With Dennis.
At Lenny's.
Dennis. Head of Beds.
Dennis Head of Beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell we've done this show before, haven't we? The poor guests are wilting, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well,
can't you speak faster so we can finish the show?
We've still got 20 minutes, so we're getting there. Dennis Brophy, that'll be.
Head of Beds.
Head of Beds.
Well, I could quite clamber into a bed now. You know,
I'm sure
I
you could.
Get jet lag from Manhattan, where I was at the weekend.
Have you been to Manhattan?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
9 days.
I'm surprised you haven't told us about it.
Well, what I would like to tell you, if there's time, is about the Bronx. Because if the detectives were now, it was a bit like when I bought my first flat in Clapham Junction a long time ago. And in those days, the cabs wouldn't take you south of the river. You know, I'd have to leap in coming from a nightclub. I was about 20. And I'd say, you know, sort of Knightsbridge. Then I'd say King's Road. And they'd start muttering, and then I go, do you mind just going over that bridge? And then they'd start swearing, and you know, eventually you'd get to Clapham Junction. They just would not go. And the Bronx is a bit like that, but it's coming on, and it's, you know,
well, the Bronx is south of the river. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, but you know,
Bronx
what I mean.
Isn't south of the river.
It's a bit of a dodgy area.
The Bronx is up on Broadway's down. Everybody knows that. That's her.
You hang on to your handbag a bit tighter.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And you've got to be streetwise. And I think as a tourist, you make sure that you fit in and you dress. You know, I didn't wear a tiara or anything.
Didn't wear a dress.
But I tell you what, I went to Sylvia's Soul Food, cornbread, warm, oozing. And, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hold on. I've completely lost the pot of this now.
She was
trying to hail a cab to go to the Bronx to eat warm cornbread or something.
No, the cab, we went by a Subway. Because we, you know.
No, Subway's a place you buy sandwiches.
We are native. No. We are native
New Yorkers. A foot long Subway. No, I've lost it now.
So, you know the Kentucky we have over here? Yeah. Well, the real thing, the Southern Fried Chicken, have you ever eaten that? It's amazing. Crispy base.
I've told you the story about Frank Perdue a load of times.
Lovely fresh chicken, not drying. Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. And also a mango martini, just to round it off. And what did I have for pudding? Banana bread and sweet potato pie. It was amazing.
My Twitter feed is cluttered from top to bottom with photographs of Jules's consumption of food and drink.
It was very interesting,
and,
though.
And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and that's just one meal.
But
every
Bronx,
little piece.
The Bronx. You see, the boys here would know. They would remember when there were no-go areas in London, in England, and we don't have that anymore, do we? No-go areas, or do we? Herne Bay.
Herne Bay on a Saturday night.
Well, Herne Bay.
I thought actually
stopped.
Talking about that, I thought Tankerton Slopes had a little bit of a problem the other
yes,
day.
Yes, I was going to bring it up
because you were moaning at me at about 3 o'clock in the morning about the youth outside
your
house.
You'd come and sort it out because Herne Bay, you'll know this probably. They've brought in a zero tolerance on alcohol drunk in public places. I take mine out in a brown paper bag.
Yeah,
but where I live in Tankerton, the kids all get together on Facebook and they organise these beach parties that the girls are absolutely blotto. I mean, out of their heads. And they had laughing gas. We're not just talking about mango martinis here. Laughing gas and cheap booze. And to be honest,
it's your kind of scene then, Jules, really, to be fair.
Not cheap, darling. But to be honest, the police, I didn't think, and I love the police, I didn't think they were able to handle it, because one of the guys, one of the PCs, stood next to me, and it was outside Jojo's restaurant there, and he said, there's nothing we can do, they're not breaking any law.
Well,
and they were
then
all over the place. They did in the end come back. This went on for 5 hours. It was a football match. They blocked the whole of the road by Jojo's. Everyone was moaning, we couldn't get through. Jojo's customers were scared to come out. It was like an Arsenal football match
in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Okay, thank you for that. That was really interesting.
Well, let them say what you could do. What could
well,
you
there's
do?
Nothing you can do.
Couldn't? No, you could go in and surely arrest them for public disorder.
Well, Martin and I don't do that anymore.
I know, you're beyond it now.
But
what would you have done in the old days when you were Z cars?
Well, there ain't no-go areas. Mm. Just some areas are more difficult than others.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's the same in New York. I mean, since Rudy Giuliano was district attorney many years ago, the NYPD introduced zero-tolerance policing in New York and changed the nature of the city completely.
In Bucharest, my new husband was drinking a beer in the park. We had a picnic. He had a beer, I had a Coke. And the police...
Sorry, you had a what?
I might have been on antibiotics. There was a reason. I might have been driving. But the police immediately came up to him with one can of beer as a tourist, sitting down, eating. You know, we were very calm by the lake, and took his beer away in Bucharest. So they have a zero tolerance public places drinking.
Yeah, quite right, too.
Yeah.
And that's why you've never been back. We've had a tweet from Caroline and Liz.
Oh,
the organic sisters.
What are they saying?
They're saying vanilla web, Jill Serkin, fresh in this week, French beans, sugar snap peas, English blueberries and cherries delivered to your door in Kent. And you can follow them on Riverford_Kent.
Now, they said that they had a glut of, I think it was French beans, and there are 14 winners a day that will get a free little bag of French beans.
I have a tweet. I have a very tweet about that right now as well. It says, Jules is lying. It was actually our broad bean harvest. Very good. Great broad bean giveaway. 14 customers per day get a free bag of broad beans. Who will be the lucky customer? Broad beans.
Broad, you said.
Broad beans. Oh, I'm bored. I'm bored with beans. I'm bored with broad beans. Broad beans bore me.
Do you know what I do with broad beans?
No.
Because I don't actually like them whole. Just on their own, but I do them in a lovely little tomato, garlic and onion sauce. And a bit chilli and a bit of, very nice.
We've had a tweet from Jane Ollis, who's the Managing Director of Rift Accounting, who says, really enjoyed listening to the chaps from We Heart Kent and from Ken and Martin. So thank you, Jane. Thank you for
that. She's obviously learned a lot listening to these guys today. Yeah. I have.
There's a horrible photograph of me melting on there. Thank you, Jules.
FSB Networking, it's Tuesday, August the 11th. So this is a diary date, 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Sheerness in Kent. Don't get a lot on Sheerness, do we?
No, we ought to get John Nurdin to give us an update from the island, really,
we should.
Didn't we?
Yeah. So that's one, and then there's also another one on September the 8th, so this is an advance notice, 6 to 7:30 at the Innovation Centre Medway, Maidstone Road, Chatham. M for Mother, E for Egbert, 5, 9, F for Freddie and D for Donald. Come and meet like-minded business colleagues and find out how you can make the most of your FSB membership. Do bring an associate. Guest speaker is to be confirmed. Add this date to your diary. So it was September the 8th, 6 to 7:30 in Rochester, and Tuesday, August the 11th, 6 to 7:30 in Sheerness.
Thank you for that. Companies House launches an online search service.
What for?
Companies House have announced that all public digital data held on the UK Register of Companies has been made freely accessible via its new public beta search service. The search service will provide public access to over 170 million digital records on companies' financial accounts and details of directors and secretaries during the life of a company. Planned features, which will be available at a later date, include details of disqualified directors, previous company names, and details of dissolved companies. Interesting. You can find out more about the public beta service by going to www.gov.uk/government-news, and you can read all about the new Companies House free data service.
Now, we've had a tweet. Someone's listening.
Someone's listening. Oh, my God. We've got a listener.
No,
woo, woo, woo.
She's in Whitstable, and her Twitter is at Jodie Lawlaw. So it's J-O... Can you tell I haven't got my glasses? J-O-D-I-E-L-A-W-L-O-R.
Right.
I'm squinting to read that.
Lawlaw. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
And she says, I understand, Jules Serkin, what you mean about the golf club in Whitstable. Annoying. So she probably lives in Westcliff too.
Yep.
Where I used to live.
Quite possibly.
She might live in my old house.
Absolutely. 166 Recruitment have also tweeted saying they're listening in and thoroughly enjoying the show. So thank
really?
You for that. Yeah. They could be interested there, guys. Yeah. 166 Recruiting. GMG Network. We just listened to We Heart Kent on Business Bunker with Vanilla Web. You can get your tickets here. Oh, they've posted the link to the Eventbrite
page. That must be your beagle doing that.
Yeah, I've just retweeted that.
They've, very advanced.
Yeah. Oh, and the lovely folks at Venom Tech have tweeted as well.
Oh, now what is the Venom of the week? May we ask?
I don't know. They don't say. They just tweeted to say they're listening. They haven't told us about any of their.
Well, I'm doing a little test. You see, if they don't answer, we know they're not really listening. Yeah. They're just pretending to.
Yeah. Taywell Ice Cream have also tweeted saying, ha ha, Jules Serkin, great picture, definitely Taywell weather. I have no idea what picture you sent.
Oh, that was a German Shepherd sitting in a paddling pool eating an ice cream Adrian Kearney.
Okay. Taywells have just launched Sweet Rebellion.
Yes.
By the way, which is...
Which we've scoffed on many occasions.
Is sugar-free, very low-calorie, gluten-free, incredibly nice tasting ice cream.
It's actually no added sugar, I think they call it.
Yeah.
I think there's something about saying sugar-free, Paul Andrews.
Added
sugar.
That was my words. There's no added sugar.
It's very tasty.
Anyway, it's very tasty. It's got very low calories.
I like the chocolate one. Which one did you like? I also like the vanilla one. That was gorgeous. Which one did you like?
I tried strawberry, chocolate and vanilla, and I liked all of them.
All lovely.
Yeah.
Not one preference?
No, because I fell out with Alistair because they abandoned licorice ice cream, which was my favourite, because nobody else bought it apart from me.
Well.
Alistair bought me in a tub once, a 2-litre tub of licorice ice cream while I was sat at my desk, and he put it on my desk, and by the time he left, 15 minutes later, I finished it.
Well, it doesn't take you long.
Nah.
I've seen you with nuts as well. You go for them quite a lot. I was going to buy you some licorice when I was in Manhattan.
I know. She sent me a tweet saying, I was going to buy you licorice. Have you seen the price of it? Get lost, she said. It was $16.
It was a lot. $16.99.
It was $16, she sent me. She sent me a tweet at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Sent, I know it's your birthday soon. I was going to buy you some licorice, but have you seen the price of this? You ain't having any.
Well, it was a really nice one. It was salted. It looked very nice, but $16.99.
The lovely Laura Burton Lawrence gave me some Dutch salted licorice the other day. She left me some here, which was fabulous. Yeah.
Well, she's just trying to butter.
Oh, that's nice. Vincent Coyle, your actor friend, has just sent you a picture of some roses.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, how nice is that?
That's very nice. I haven't seen that. I think he sent them to you, isn't he? It's not on my timeline.
We've had a tweet from Supply My Business.
You can ignore me if you want.
I'm ignoring you.
Okay.
Thank you. It says, good afternoon, Business Bunker. Could we have a shout-out, please, for Supply My Business? Really enjoy listening in to all of your guests on the show today, so thank you for that.
The poor guests are wilting. We need a nice bath.
Yeah, we do. We're nearly there. We're nearly at the end of the show. But do give them a follow. Supply My Biz, B-I-Z.
Wasn't Samsung Gas going to put some aircon in drilling through a hole or something?
Danny did promise to come and drill some holes
exactly.
in here.
Where
yeah.
is he?
Yeah.
Listen, FSB listener, auto-enrolment, pensions auto-enrolment, are you ready, they say. There's a guest speaker, Steve Kilfoyle. He's an independent financial advisor.
Squirrel finance, that'll be.
Yeah, squirrel financial planning. Three facts you should know. The bad news, your business has a staging date set by the pensions regulator. At this point, you must have an approved pension scheme, which must meet certain criteria, and you must also automatically enrol certain staff and offer the scheme to others. So you need to avoid falling foul of the regulator. You need to be prepared. And they say the good news, the FSB are running briefings for you to see which option is right for your business. The cost is nominal, £5 for FSB members and £10 for non-members. And they say the ghastly, horrible news, this is your responsibility. No action is not an option. So to find out more, this presentation will be followed by a Q&A. Places are limited, so you need to book. And it's in Newham Courtway, ME14 5FT, Maidstone, Thursday the 23rd of July. So again, this Thursday, from noon to 13:30. And details.
That's at Kim's.
Kim's.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Kim's.
It's at Kim's.
Kent's Institute of Medicine and Surgery. Kim's.
Yeah. Yes, Kim's. It's Junction 7 of the M20.
Please go to Kent Business Radio website to find out more on that one.
Yeah, FSB events on the blog page. There's a capital grant of up to £5,000 available from Kent County Council. Kent County Council's Transport Innovations team are offering businesses an exciting opportunity to apply for a capital grant of up to £5,000 to implement measures on your site which will help your staff travel sustainably to and from work. Active and or sustainable travel has been shown to save money, improve productivity, reduce sick leave and boost morale in the workplace. In addition, it can also improve your business carbon footprint, reduce congestion and the number of car parking spaces required on site. In addition to this, full workplace travel plans required to satisfy planning conditions can be submitted directly online using our website. To apply for a grant, you will need to register on the site and complete a short travel review outlining your business travel patterns, a short staff survey and an action plan for the coming year. You'll also need to explain what you want to achieve from the grant and how it will enable you to deliver your targets. You can find out all about it by going to the website, which is jambusters.tpms.co.uk/workreg. So that's jambusters, tpms.co.uk/workreg. And you could also fill out the online petition about Operation Stack, because if that happens one more time, we're all going to turn to bikes and skateboards to get to work, because it'll be the only way we can do it.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was in New York. Did I mention?
How many ways can I get New York into a conversation? I wonder.
Keep trying. Your last chance to book for the FSB Members Race Day, which is at Lingfield Park on Saturday, the 12th of September. The second of the trio of FSB Member Services events takes place on Saturday the 12th of September at Lingfield Park Racecourse. To find out more, go to the events web page, which is not on here. So go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and have a look for the FSB Members Race Day at Lingfield Park.
If you go to the Kent Business Radio website, click on blogs, and there is FSB events, and all the events that Jules and I have read out can be found there. Or you can go to fsb.org and click on regions, Kent and Medway, and all their events are listed there.
And there's a chance to see horses and jockeys up close in the parade ring.
Absolutely.
And all sorts. And there's a 4 o'clock course lunch as well.
Absolutely. The Chancellor has announced reforms to the way dividend income is taxed, unfortunately, which isn't good news for us in business. Chancellor George Osborne has used the summer budget to announce dividend income tax reforms that will take effect from April 2016. The dividend tax credit will be replaced by an annual dividend allowance, which will allow taxpayers to receive the first £5,000 of dividend income tax-free. Dividend income above this amount will be taxed at 7.5% or 32.5% or 38.1% for basic rate, higher rate and additional rate taxpayers respectively. Under the current system, basic rate taxpayers pay no income tax on dividend income, while higher rate taxpayers pay at 25%, and additional rate taxpayers pay at 30%. The reforms are predicted to raise an additional $6.8 billion in tax revenues between 2016 and 2021. If you want to know how this affects you, there's a calculator, and you can go to www.contractorcalculator.co.uk, and it will tell you how to calculate how much more they're going to take off you in tax.
Meet up at Whitstable the 28th of July, and it is 9:15, and the member slot is Martin Baker. This is at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable, CT5 1A for Alfie, F for Fish Fingers. And it's a chance to connect with Kent-based creatives and artists.
It could have been worse.
Poor Martin's looking horrified. Creatives.
F for fallopian tube.
We should go. Creatives and artists.
Yeah,
we should definitely go. Opening up opportunities for collaboration. So that is 9:15 at the Horsebridge on the 28th of July.
Fantastic. Well, we're at the end of the show.
Once again.
I'd like to say a massive, massive thank you to all of our show guests, Mr. Martin Henniker and Ken Monkton of Crime Train, Sam Edwards of We Love Kent. Thank you so much for joining us.
And his beagle.
I'd like to say a huge, huge thank you to all of the people that tweeted, emailed and otherwise engaged with us while we were on air. Thank you so much. And to all of our listeners. This has been show number 234. It will be available to listen again and as a podcast later on today. Coming up on Channel Radio today at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with his show. That is followed by a repeat of the New Potato Show, as young Jamie is away this week, but that's 18 tracks of new and unsigned bands on the New Potato Show. That is immediately followed at 9 o'clock by Club Culture with Mr. Boy George, and at 11 o'clock, Phil Thorne with The Big Noise, some heavy metal to go to bed with.
Some headbanging
to go to bed with.
So you've got Boy George and then heavy metal.
Why wouldn't you? Anyway, so that's channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jules Serkin. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.